As you know, on Sunday, GAA supporters from Cork and Tipperary will make the pilgrimage to Dublin and to Croke Park for the All-Ireland Hurling Final. They're going to be followed the following week by folks from my own county in Donegal and from Kerry for the football final. And many of them can't believe their eyes when they see the prices they're being charged to book hotels in our capital city. They're being charged €450-500 for a room for one night. Those attending the Oasis gig later next month are going to face the exact same rip-off. And it's now a situation where you can get a week's sun holiday for cheaper than two nights in Dublin. It is absolutely scandalous. And I've raised this with you. So I've raised it before with government and nothing is happening. This do-nothing government is just, this is just another example of it. So I'm going to ask you now, are you going to do anything about the rip-off and the price gouging that happens every summer, whether it's people trying to take their families up to watch our national games, whether it's people going to gigs here, or indeed tourists coming in? It is scandalous. It needs to end. Deputy. Is the government going to do anything about this?
I wish Donegal well in the final after your victory at the weekend. Look, the issue, you're right to highlight the issue in relation to prices that people are experiencing. And yes, Minister Burke and Minister Dillon do intend, now that you have the tourism function moved to the Department of Enterprise, I think that creates real synergies in terms of policies. And there is an opportunity now for Minister Dillon and Minister Burke to consider what can be done. There is clearly examples of price gouging and the likes. I think there is a role for the CCPC, and I know both ministers intend to engage with them on that.